I could make you pancakes. I've never made them before, but I would make you pancakes. If you stay, I would make them in the morning. Pearl could lick the batter. I'd be careful not to burn them. If I did, it wouldn't matter. I bet they taste so good. You might like my pancakes, but you'll never know if you go away. I would buy a cow. I've never owned a cow before, but I would buy a cow. If you stay, I would milk her in the morning. Each and every udder, take out all the cream, somehow turn it into butter, and it would taste so good, especially on my pancakes. But you'll never know if you go away.
It's been 14 years, Arthur. Why are you proposing now? Suddenly the coast clears, Arthur, and you're ready with a vow. You claim there is no shame anymore. Then what are you still hiding for?
I'm a weak man, trapped by so many fears. I've been hiding for so long. I can't stop now. I'm afraid of what the people would do. I know they'd kill me if they really knew me. I'm afraid of the fire and the noose and the stones, the gallows, the whip, and the flesh ripped from bones, and dying, dying. I'm not supposed to be afraid of dying, but I am, because I don't know how to face a righteous God accounting for my soul. When I've fallen so far, when I've failed so much, when I've lied to those I swore to serve, when I've hurt you so, and you deserve so much better. I'm afraid of Pearl learning the truth. I know what she'd think of me if she knew me. But the thing that I'm most afraid of is the one thing that I truly love. And the thing that I'm most afraid of is you. I will build a table. I've never built a thing before, but I would build a table if you stay. We would sit there in the morning at a table built for three, and we'd finally be together, you, Pearl, and me. And it would feel so good to eat our pancakes off that piece of wood. We'd finally be, finally free, at home with our pancakes. But you'll never know if you go away. I'll miss you so if you go away.